WX2PJR. WX2PJR, this is KD2AIKD, copy. WX2PJR, this is KD2AIKD, copy. Well, Paul hasn't done the Saturday night net here in a while, so I'm going to take a chance that he's not doing it tonight and run it myself. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every night at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Amateur Radio Club repeater on 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time if there's any emergency traffic. The Boomer Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, May 20th on the Dodgepack Northern Mark Community Center on 106 Carter Street in Boomville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend, and amateur radio license is not required to become a club member. I'm up at camp, so I don't have that preamble with me anymore, so I'm going to play this by ear. If you want to be a net controller, please contact somebody in the club, and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., and after a couple of minutes still has not done so, you may start the net yourself. Are there any portable or battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N5AOW, hello, Jeff.
N5AOW, Bill, good evening. Boy, it sounds like it might be a quiet one here tonight. What's going on with you? How's your day?
An excellent day, Jeff, I'll tell you. I started out early this morning, had coffee, went in the garage, and I started revamping, moving things around, making shelves and space where I could put things instead of all the conglomeration that I had. Just astounds me, really. But anyway, it worked out pretty good. I worked until probably 2:30, and I said, that's enough of that. My feet were killing me. I ran out of thoughts and things to do, and I said, you know, tomorrow's another day. But, you know, I took advantage of it. We had a good day. We had some sunshine, a little bit of breeze and cloudiness, but nice day overall. I think it cooled down in the afternoon a bit, but didn't matter. It was still a great day. So that's about it. That pretty much wraps it up for me anyway. So back to you, Jeff. N5AOW.
Okay, Bill, I know how that goes. You start working in that garage, and next thing you know, it's 2 days later. You're still in there. Well, I'm glad you got something accomplished there, and great. Well, alright. Well, thanks for checking in, and, you know, you have a good day there tomorrow. If I don't, hopefully I'll be there for the net tomorrow, but it's going to be laying that one by ear. Alright. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for check-in.
KD2DXJ.
KC2NBU.
Okay, there's two more. KD2DXJ, I believe that's Rich. Good evening, what's going on tonight?
Good evening, this is KD2DXJ in Governor, New York. Name is Bill. Just check in with you occasionally. Had a good day here today. I had a big maple tree cut down this week in my front yard. And my daughter Ashley and I split 5 cords of wood today, and been a good day. So everyone have a good evening. KD2DXJ.
Okay, Bill. That's right. It's Bill. It's been a while. I haven't heard from you in a long time. But well, congratulations there. That's a lot of wood to split today, and at least if that tree's got to come down, at least you got something out of it. All right, well, you have a good evening, and we'll catch up with you later. KC2MBU, Ray, what's going on?
We've got 57 degrees up on the hill here, and enjoyed the day without rain and the sunshine while we had it. It's nice having some warmer weather, got a lot done outside. Found the water pump in the camper was not shutting off and running my battery down. So we took that apart and changed it out with an old one, with put a new head on the old pump, and got everything working good now. So just probably to call it a night. Over to checking out the auction sheets for this week.
Okay, Ray.
We did a little bit of that today. Well, we have those RV pumps. And my problem is I left that, I had a tankless water heater and left it up here at camp inside over the winter. You know, I thought I had drained it all out, but apparently not. We got it hooked up and tried to run water through it, and it all came gushing out from the inside. So I'm going to take it apart and see if I can just replace the copper tubing, but I'm not very hopeful. May just have to order a new one. So kind of in a similar boat up here. So we were hoping to be able to get the outdoor shower set up, but it just didn't happen. So we'll just have to work on it again. All right, well, good luck at the auctions there next week, and we'll catch up with you later. KD2 AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-in. Well, today we had we were putting off for a while, but we eventually had to do it anyway, and we took down all of WA2FK's antennas and the tower, which was tricky, but we got the tower down and all disassembled, and part of it's going to come up here to camp anyway, and we got his dipoles down and the Ringo Ranger down, and he had a big old 40 meter antenna, so it seemed it was long, and we got that down there, and he had a horizontal, and that one was just, it was ragged. You didn't want to touch that cable without gloves on. We got that down, and one of the steel posts, it was so rusty, I had the neighbor move his car before I even touched the wires, and sure enough, when I even just tried to pull the wire down through the pulley on it, it knocked the whole thing down. So it was time to go, and we got it all done today, and we even cut the base of the tower out with a reciprocating saw, because we weren't going to pull the cement block out, or the cement pad out. And we got that done, so the silent key is definitely going to be silent from here on out. And other than that, me and the wife are up here at camp, and we're just hanging out by the campfire here tonight. And I figured I'd come in here and do the net, and go back out there and kick back, listen to the music, and sip on a couple of cold ones and enjoy the night. It's a beautiful night out there right now. Alright, this is KD2 AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service, and I'll now take comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time.
WA2U, good evening.
WA2U, John, good evening. What's going on tonight? I'm assuming you guys are all settled into your new place, and I heard you there on the net last night, and congratulations for getting all your equipment back up, and what's going on?
Okay, Jack, WAQ, I just turned on the radio here a little while ago, and good evening to whoever's on frequency. Yeah, the antenna's in a compromise, you know, it's only up about 13 feet, I think, the bottom radio. We were upstairs, and we were on the computer this afternoon, Kathy could look out the window and just see the top of the antenna, but that's okay. Well, it's vertical, and once we get it up about 50 feet in the air, it should really rock and roll, but it seems to work well. I'm just glad I'm able to get into the repeater. I think I'm on like 5 watts of power here, so. And I heard you mention music. That's what we're doing. We make a big deal out of it. We keep track of what we listened to last week. We have a log book, and then we go through the CDs that we get, and voice and expanding and that, and then we get together like a playlist, so we really enjoy that. That's our big excitement of the week, I guess. Saturday night sitting here, and when we get some more stuff done around the house, we'll wander over to the camp, and we want to get sort of like a fire ring, a little place in the back here to do a bonfire, so we'll be outside too. We really enjoy it outside. So back over to you, Jeff. We'll say good evening to all, and we'll be listening to tunes and some beverages later, too. WATU.
Okay, John, well, I can't tell you on 5 watts. You sound, you're full quieting. You sound like you're right next door. So you guys are sounding great, and, well, your antenna is actually better than mine. I had to, mine was coiled up here under the camp when I got here. We had to take it down last week. We cut up a bunch of trees, and today I got it hanging on a little sapling about the size of my pinky finger. And matter of fact, the bottom of the antenna is touching the ground. So we're really not able to get out too far right now, but we can hit the Moonville repeater here on 5 watts too. So yeah, we play up here at camp. We have a Bluetooth hooked up to the stereo, and then we can play our music right through the smartphone. Or if we want it, we have a USB hookup, and we can hook up right through there and play what we want. And since I'm in the yurt here, you can just blast the stereo inside the yurt, and it goes right through the walls, and right next to the fire pit there outside, we just sit back, listen to that. Or the coyotes. The coyotes have been really vocal tonight. We were hearing them here earlier. They're out there howling, and really sounds nice. All right, well, you and Kathleen there, have a good evening tonight, and we'll catch up with you later. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
Whiskey 2, Sierra Mike Mike.
Whiskey 2, Sierra Mike Mike. We tried to call you there earlier on Simplex. We ended up coming up to camp here, even though I didn't think we were going to. And so I was giving you a shout out earlier. And what are you doing tonight?
I'm at camp.
He's right down the road. I wish I would have known we stopped up there.
Yeah, I just got done, just put the fire out, and it was a long day. We did some detail for the radio club today, so it'd be up at 5, so gonna get warm and watch a little TV and crash.
Roger that. Well, that sounds like you've had a real long day there, getting up at 5. Alright. Well, anything else to add there tonight before I let you go?
Nope, just hi to everybody, and we'll have to get together.
Roger that. I didn't think I was going to be up here this this weekend. The wife said she wanted to come up for a night, so I said, okay. Sort of a last-minute deal we got up here. So. All right, well, I'll catch up with you later then, Scott. Thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
WAQ.
Go ahead.
Well, we know Scott's retired now, so Kathy and I are sitting here, and Scott, there's many mornings where the evening was just getting started, and we went to bed when the sun was getting up. Our neighbors thought we were vampires or something, but that's okay. But nothing like it there, Sunday morning here in the Cheapsters, and anyways, I just couldn't resist. WATU, back to that.
There you go, Scott. See, you're going to have to stay up a little later.
Yeah, copy that.
Roger that. All right. Well, have a good evening, both of you there, and we'll catch up with you later. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins?
From 5 a.m. WJ.
Go ahead, Bill.
You were saying, I don't know whether it's in your schedule or not for tomorrow evening, but if that's a problem for you, let me know, and I can fill in for you.
Okay, Bill, we'll do. I'm not sure yet what the schedule is. That's why I'm worried. It's all up in the air right now. Usually I have Sunday kind of nailed down, but not right now. But I'll let you know, definitely. Thanks. I appreciate that, because I may actually have to call on you. We'll see. All right, thanks, Bill. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins?
You might be able to solder that coil back up if it's just one small split.
I was thinking the same thing. You don't think, my concern was if that water won't get hot enough to melt that again, will it, you think?
No, the water only gets 212 degrees, and your solder is going to melt somewhere around 400.
Roger that. Okay, that's a good thing to know. I'm going to take that thing back with me back to the house, and and it'll be a lot easier to figure it out from home than up here at camp. Boy, we got that whole thing hooked up, and it was not easy, and we had to squirm around for a bunch of different parts, and it got all hooked up. And I said, before I plug in this water heater, let's just run some water through it. And sure enough, it all came spraying out of it. So, all right, thanks, Ray. Thanks. That's good information to know. All right, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins?
You might want to open it up and actually look at it and see where it's spraying out so that you're not missing more than one leak.
Roger, yeah, I'm going to take it home and just plug it right in through the hose there at the house. And, hopefully then I should be able to see exactly what's going on. By the way, we picked up a new charge controller here for the solar panels, MP, what do you call that? I can't remember how it's MPPT, a charge controller. So basically, it checks the voltage coming in from the panels and, correctly matches it with what your battery needs. And from everything I hear, these are supposed to get you better charging, it's supposed to charge up your banks better in the wintertime, so we'll have to wait and see. But I figured I'd get them along with these new panels that I got and see what happens. I don't know if you have any experience with that or not.
I thought you only had two batteries.
I do have two batteries. In fact, I'd like to expand that here in the future, but the problem is in the wintertime when you're up here, or any time where once the sun starts getting down and the temperature starts getting down on a different level, they don't charge up the same at all, and it's not just the fact that you're not getting the same amount of sunlight. I mean, even if you just barely use any power, it's just not charging up the same. From what I read, the cheap charge controller that I had isn't even taking into account temperature, nor is it matching the panel voltage to what the battery needs.
Yeah, I surprised that you started out with a cheap one. a good charge controller is a lot cheaper than replacing your batteries every year because of a bad cheap charge controller. But no, they have to be temperature compensated. They say that a battery at 0 degrees Fahrenheit is only got 25% of its potential at STP, which would be 72 degrees Fahrenheit. So, needless to say, your capacity is diminished in the wintertime.
Yeah, I mean, I was able to figure that out just by running a few radios up here. All of a sudden, I noticed power does not last anything like in the summertime. In the summertime, you can run these batteries, you can do whatever you want out of them, and it's really, there's no, as long as you get sun after 3 or 4 days, you don't really have a problem. So, and I looked, it wasn't really a cheap controller. It was just the wrong type of controller. It didn't take any of that stuff into effect, or into account. But I got this new one here, and I'm getting ready to, I'm going to use that tower from WA2OK, and I'm going to mount the solar panels to the base of it. There's just two panels, they're 100 watts each, and I'm going to mount them across with some struts, and I'm not going very high with the tower, I'm only going about, I think it's 18 feet, and so they'll be on the bottom half, and then on top I'm just going to strap a little antenna for the 2 meter, but that's going to be my eventual setup, and I wanted to get the charge controller first and get that set, and then I'm going to also eventually expand it to a 4-battery setup.
Okay, well, make sure you keep your panels adjustable because the angle that you're going to run in the summertime is going to be different than the angle you're going to run in the wintertime.
Roger that. Yep, I already got that under consideration. In the wintertime, you're only up here, once a month maybe. So as long as they can get themselves topped off by the end of the month, you're good. So, all right. Thanks, Ray. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time before I close the Black River Valley service, service line? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net and return this frequency to regular amateur use and return myself back to the campfire. I'd like to thank, Bill and Bill and Ray and John and Scott for checking in tonight. Say 73 is anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT. Clear.
This is KR2RA, Kilo Romeo 2 Romeo Alpha 4 Octem. This evening, looking for check-ins.
KC2NDU, good evening, no traffic.
Good evening, Ray. KC2NBU, thank you. My previous call was K2DYB. Name is Nat. I'm located in Verona. Any other stations for Octem this evening? With or without traffic? All are welcome.
This is KJ2Q with no traffic. Nat, I can't believe what you've changed your call. I like the other call too, over.
That's a good CW call, though, John.
Yeah, I can't believe that one. Congratulations, anyway, over.
Yeah, well, I hated to give it up. I got that as my first call, 1953, John. So it took a lot of thought, but I wanted a 2x2. Thanks for checking in. Anyone else? I'll give you one more shot here this evening on the Boonville repeater. This is KR2RA for Octem. And we're looking for check-ins. Okay, thank you both, and have a good Mother's Day weekend there, 73KR2RA.